This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And I'm trying, okay, I'm going to be honest. I'm trying not to be a pessimist. I'm trying really hard to not be a pessimist about a situation, but I was thinking negatively the other day.
Okay.
Because I remembered a gleeful feeling I had at camp last year. When we found out that Kingsley Suamata had won the job, won it easily, was the starter from jump, and the confidence that that gave us that he was the dude. He won the job, no sweat, no problems, here we go. And I was trying not to already decide that I need to be incredibly cautious if Simmons wins the job right away. And instead not optimistic. What I want to be is optimistic. If Simmons wins the job immediately, I should be like, yes, here we go. He won the job. We should be feeling great. Look at him. He's the starter week one. And last year, that burned me so damn bad. I feel like I'm going to roll into this not wanting us as a show to immediately be like, fantastic news, everyone. Simmons won the job at a training camp. Should I not operate that way?
Here's the difference. So I totally get how it played out last year. Understand that. And I've told you, even as we sit here on June 30th, I am still skeptical whether or not Simmons truly will be 100% full go day one. And I understand what Andy Reid said, but I'm still skeptical. But here's the difference. If you tell me Josh Simmons wins the job out of camp, the reason why this is different, the reason why you should still be giddy and still be excited, even though what happened last year happened.
Burned us.
Last year, I think we now know in hindsight, Kingsley was competing with who? Wanye Morris, with all due respect to him. Jalen Moore, while he has been a backup, he has started multiple games. I think you would agree.
He's only
hold
started
on, I think
like
you,
10 games.
I think you would even agree, though, at least I think.
More competition.
Jalen Moore is better competition than what Kingsley was dealing with Wanye Morris.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
I do.
No, so that
no,
would be,
no, I'm not, I don't want to hyperinflate it either.
But that,
he's not like beating out some future old pro or former
but I
pro
think,
board.
It's
been a guy who started 7 or 8 games
so
last year.
So that's part of the reason why I would say it's not the exact scenario and why you shouldn't feel the exact same way is because he's, to me, in a real competition. The other part is just simply, this dude was a first round pick. This guy was a first round pick. And the question with him around the draft process was never about ability. It's always been about health.
Yeah.
That's why I would say you could still be excited if in fact he wins the job out of camp.
Okay. So you're saying it's okay. I was just trying to look up what is the total number of games Jalen Moore has started 15 games in his career. What do we think Wanye was going into last year? What's our ballpark? It can't be way off of that,
I have
right?
No idea.
12.
He has started 17 games in his career, and Wanye started... No, so Wanye had started more, but by 2. They've started a similar number of games. So, like, I think...
Wanye was a third-round pick.
I got to say, I don't know. Jalen Moore is undrafted. That's worse for him. I think that Jalen Moore is a better player to beat at. I think, but that might only be because I've watched Wanye play...
Mm-hmm.
And I've only kind of seen Jalen Moore play, and that was a little more successful. It might be somewhat comparable. I think your stronger argument's the first or second pick. I'm afraid to be optimistic about it.
I think you're.
I want to be, but I'm a little afraid of it.
I think you're too focused on who they're beating out rather than the player themselves. And in this standpoint, okay. Like what Gold said, It's a health thing with Josh Sim. Like he was going to be picked in the top 10 probably if he was healthy.
People have questioned the health, not the ability.
If he was fully, let's say he doesn't tear his patella tendon during college football season, he's probably picked in the top 10. And so I think that's what should make you more excited is Kingsley was never that sort of a prospect.
But I'll be honest. So here's like your sales pitch on that for me is I hate those statements. Because I think
you don't think injury impacts draft status?
I think it is always incredibly overinflated. And I've admitted on the show, we talked about this a little bit. It goes way back to even the simple things where I had Chiefs fans in the middle of training camp trying to tell me that Aaron Murray was going to be a first round pick before he tore his ACL.
We're talking about a quarterback.
I understand. Yeah. I'm not saying that injury has no impact. I do not think if Joshua Simmons was 100% healthy, he was getting pick seventh. Because I think if he was getting pick seventh, he wouldn't have been available at 31. I think he would have been picked at 17. I think we always overinflate for personal fan bases the level up they would have gone depending on the injury as a way of making it seem like you got the steal of the century. I think it's inflated. I'm not saying it's nothing. I just think it's always inflated.
Forgive me if I'm wrong, but wasn't there a report like a couple days after the draft? Jeremy Fowler said teams in the NFL weren't concerned about his health. It was the character concerns. It was from Jeremy Fowler. That was a report that floated out.
People thought that was intentionally leaked by a team to hope he would slide more. But yeah, I don't know.
I wonder if that's part of the reason he slid, Cody. I have no idea. Because I think to your point, like if teams knew that he was going to be healthy, then they might have picked him at, I don't know, 16 or 21.
I don't think he'd have been like, I think everyone's convinced he'd have been like the number two overall pick. I don't think he would have gone 10th.
Who was picked in the top 10? Joe Alt, or not Joe Alt.
That was the year before.
Will Campbell and Armon Membo. There were two offensive tackles picked.
Yeah.
I think he might have... I don't know. How many offensive linemen were picked in the first round?
This year's draft? I don't know.
Because that makes me wonder, like, what a team... Is that also part of the reason why he slid was nobody needed an offensive lineman
And
like
I guess
that.
That's part of where, like, the comps come in for this, like... Because I think part of the reason we were so high on Kingsley winning the job coming out of camp is... We didn't do this, but we were like, oh, man, we thought he might be available at 32. So, like...
That's fair.
He was a second-round pick, but we were all, as Chiefs fans, like, way higher. I'm like, oh, this is a top 40 pick. And so we were inflating his draft status a little bit too. And I think we might be doing that with Simmons too versus a guy who's into the first round. Tackles aren't usually available at the end of the first round. I'm not denying that part of the reason he was available as late as he was is there, but I think he's probably more like the, you know, like 20th player out of the draft.
There's a huge difference between pick 31 usually and the guy who goes 15th or 20th too, and typically we would agree as well.
If you were to say that he's the 20th best player in the draft, I think you would take that in a second.
I get your skepticism on because of what happened last year. I think there's some reasons why it's a little bit different. I also say, and we know PFF is subjective, but going back to the Wanya Morris versus Jalen Moore thing, since we all agree that they had the same amount of snaps basically in their career, Wanya Morris last year was a 53 grade. Trent Williams was hurt a lot last year. Jalen Moore was a 74.9. That's a significant difference in terms of their grading system. I know we all have our issues with PFF. I certainly do as well.
Are their career grades similar? I guess those are pretty much
also
all
learning
of,
from Trent Williams.
That's all really kind of a majority of his. We'll see, right? Like my skepticism is not the ability of Simmons. My skepticism is whether or not he's actually able to truly compete for the job day one when we're up there in St. Joe. And that's gonna be interesting.
Is that like the number one story? Like, day one? Is that what you guys are looking for?
Yeah,
absolutely. Left tackle has been the biggest problem for this team. They had five different left tackles start in five Super Bowls. They spent a first round pick on this guy. It's one of the biggest questions for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.